and welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, and I'm sitting here with my two girlfriends, Bethany.
Hi.
And Sam.
Hi.
So we're broadcasting live right now from the club.
Yep. We're all super wasted, yeah. And it's really early in the morning.
Mm-hmm. We just popped some bottles.
Yep, and some pills.
I act similar when I'm super wasted as I feel right now when I'm this exhausted.
Yeah, I know.
It's another one of these in the middle of the night recordings.
We had a bit of a scheduling snafu yesterday, mostly my fault, and so...
I love the word snafu.
Right? I know. And so... So you guys came in early this morning, which is amazing. Thank you.
I actually don't mind it. I don't.
What's funny is I'm usually here around now anyway, but for some reason, knowing I have to and I don't want to use the word work because I really enjoy this, but knowing it's out of your routine, my brain went, you can do this. And I'm like, I can do this because I normally do it. And then it was this whole weird argument with myself this morning. Excuse me while I grab my coffee.
Grab your coffee.
Thank you.
We all went to go see Mustafa.
Yeah, he's a special kind of wonderful. Mm-hmm. The coffee cart guy downstairs who's just amazing. Yeah.
Still haven't met him.
No. You still haven't met him.
But Sam.
I walked by him today and I almost wanted to just say, not a customer, just a big fan.
That would make his day.
I should. I use the coffee machine here.
Yeah. He usually is getting my coffee ready for me as I'm walking up. But now that the temperature has changed, and I'll start yelling ahead of time, I want hot today, not iced. Because he'll have it ready for me when I walk up.
And he thinks that you and I are the same person,
yes,
I think,
he does.
Too.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
That's because, so cute.
Yeah, it's really charming because, sometimes, Kathleen, you wear glasses.
Yeah.
And I sometimes wear glasses, but usually don't. And so, if I'm not wearing them, he'd be like, oh, you're not wearing glasses today. It's because I'm not Kathleen. Yeah.
And it actually is starting to feel like fall outside. There's a little nip in the air.
I've been nipped.
I've been checking the temperatures because I am such an opaque tights kind of girl with riding boots. But I really can't bring myself to do it until it's below 70 degrees for the high that day.
Yeah.
Or else I'd be wearing them all summer. There just would be no boundary.
Kathleen's such a boots person that last night I got an email to my work email from her. I'm like, oh, a web something, whatever. And I open it and it said, aren't these the boots you were admiring? They're on sale. Holy she remembered.
Kathleen's amazing for that. Kathleen is she'll remember something that you liked and then she'll hunt it down.
Yeah, coffee is maybe a little expensive at a particular shop or whatever, I won't buy it. But if there's a pair of boots that costs as much as a small country, I'm like, deal me in.
Because they'll last forever.
They do. They really do. High quality leather does really last forever. I'm the most boring person in the whole world.
What the hell were we here to talk about this morning?
Oh, today we were going to talk about, because we touched upon it just very briefly last week, the things that we love about fall.
Yeah.
And particularly, let's talk about Halloween today.
Yes. Here it comes.
I know, it's on its way.
We're shopping for our costumes currently.
We are.
Oh, that's right. Were we all going to go as that thing that we talked about?
I think that's fallen apart.
It's fallen apart. Yeah. Okay. So... then I can talk about it.
Yeah, no, sure.
So we were all going to go as various woodland creatures because what says Halloween? Things that scurry away when there's a rustling in the forest. And so, but apparently those costumes are a little bit difficult to find in a variety. I call dibs on deer. I don't know if deer
because they're not just these committed costumes. They're pajamas. These are the hoodied style pajamas we wanted. So it's sure, I'll look kind of adorable and be cozy as hell.
Yeah.
Why not? I wanted to be a flamingo. But then I realized I'd have to keep one leg up the whole day just to commit because I'm Meisner. I'm a method actor.
You sure are.
And it'd just be not conducive to my working environment.
And flamingos are super awesome in the forest too.
Yeah. Have you ever seen one when you turn the light on? No.
No.
It's because they're so good at scurrying.
I have this reoccurring dream that kind of starts in August where I wake up and it's Halloween morning and I don't have a costume. I do. It starts in August. And I'm rummaging through the closet and I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get a sheet and I'm going to be a ghost. And then I start having heart palpitations and then I wake up and it's August 25th.
Gosh.
And then you're so relieved.
So the thing is that I hate Halloween. What? I want to choke everybody with those fake spider webs that I just costumes you spent a fortune and you throw it away the next day.
What?
And I don't like it.
So this is everything about Halloween. You don't like the costumes or or the really cheesy cotton webbed decorations?
Mm-mm. No, Mm-mm. But you do so well at, like, 2 years ago, was it BuzzFeed or HuffPo featured you?
Huffington Post picked up my costume about, I was Margot Tenenbaum. And I'll tweet that out if you guys want to see the costume at Acquired Podcast. That one I actually really loved, and I have not since been able to top that costume, and this year definitely won't top it. But, like, I spent a fortune on that costume.
Yeah.
The dress and the shoes and the zebra wallpaper that I made on a poster that sat behind me.
It was worth it. I enjoyed it. I'll give you cash for that costume right now.
But, like, don't you guys, it's just like a waste of money.
Is that what it is for you? Is this just the money thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have never really gotten into Halloween for Halloween's sake. I like Halloween because it's the lead up to fall and the holidays and cooler weather and not being sweaty anymore.
Where you shine.
Yeah, you know, where I come alive. But it really does feel like a giant lead up to a giant letdown for me.
Really?
Yeah, because like, in referencing, for example, my 21st birthday, which we've talked about before, like, I'm not really a party girl. I'm not great at throwing parties. I don't tend to hang out with people who rage a lot and go to parties. And so Halloween is a giant party holiday. That's the point. So is New Year's Eve. And those are my two, like, least favorite holidays in terms of just the actual day. But I love the vibe of it leading up to it. And then if the day, when the day comes, I can do nothing and be fine.
Okay. Well, see, I'm okay. So Kathleen's like, no, everything. You're like, it's fun until the day of.
Yeah.
And I love it all the way through.
Really?
Unless you scare the hell out of me. If you come, I can't even say who I'm petrified of because I'm afraid anyone will tweet me. But
I think I know who it is.
Don't say it. You definitely know who it is. No, there's a certain character that I'm deathly afraid of.
Who is it?
I can't say it. I'll tell you later. Please, no one try and figure it out because I'll actually cry and it's not funny. But unless...
Is it the girl with the green ribbon?
No, but she freaks me out.
Okay.
That's
out.
You at least four times a year. You wear like the green ribbon style necklace.
It's also called a choker.
Shh, don't say it three times or it'll show up.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
And she's wearing a choker.
Yeah! Oh, God. I love dressing up for stuff. It's so much fun. And I think it kind of stems from, I went to a musical theater high school, and whenever we had parties, it would, even if it doesn't matter if it's June, we would have a themed party and we'd all come dressed up as, and usually make like that costume. We had a Disney, we had a superhero versus supervillains, we had like an Arabian Night Aladdin one. There's so much fun stuff that goes into, Bethany, putting your stuff together. And then I don't remember the last time I went to a party. I really don't. One year I just sat in my costume and handed out candy to the kids in my neighborhood and I'm like, I'm Dumbo! And they loved it and it was so much fun for me.
I love little kids on Halloween because they love Halloween.
Yeah.
And I love a well-crafted costume. It's just the polyester and the ghouls when you walk in the party shop that's like, whoa! And the fluorescent lighting. But I think couples costumes are cute if they're done well. That's really fun.
Yeah. What's been your favorite couples costume?
Oh, I always like silly ones, like, I don't know, toothbrush and toothpaste, or like the loofah and the bar.
See, so I hate those. Those drive me nuts. The only couple's costume I saw that I thought was amazing was there was a girl, like, which is very confusing even on this day. It made me uncomfortable. She was kind of like, you know, she had fake blood all over her and she was screaming and she was running and she was kind of in a provocative outfit. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And then a block behind her was her boyfriend in only nude colored, tight boxer brief kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And a chainsaw. And he had stuff all over him and his hair was done perfectly. And I realized they were American Psycho.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's cute.
Like, that guy is very committed. You had to train for this. There was cardio involved leading up.
There was cardio.
And you guys nailed it. Like, she was doing the cheesy scream. So no one was actually like, holy crap, what's going on?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was really cute once you put two and two together.
There are costumes that you have to commit to.
Yeah.
Like, and I inadvertently did that when I was in grade school. I wanted to go as a picnic table for Halloween.
That's awesome.
And so what I didn't really think about is how I was going to do it. I just knew that, like, we had this giant sheet of something in our garage and I didn't really know what it was. And I'm like, well, I'll just plan on using that. Well, it turns out it was sheetrock, but I had never really dealt with that before because I was like in fifth grade. And so I took a saw and I cut out a hole for my head and a hole for my hands. And then I put a tablecloth over it and I hot glued plates and cups and everything. And then I hoisted it onto my little fifth grade shoulders was so heavy.
Oh my God.
I made it one block for trick-or-treating, and the
wearing a piece of sheetrock.
And the homeowners were delighted. I mean, it was, you know.
They put the candy on the plates.
Yeah. But then I couldn't do it anymore, and so I took it off. We brought it back home, and I'd been wearing all black underneath, and I went as a shadow, which is a really safe costume.
Yeah, that's a good one.
She was behind all the dangerous people. That's hilarious.
So if you're going to do that, use, like, tagboard or balsa wood. Yeah. Don't use sheetrock.
This whole podcast is a public service announcement. Yeah. Don't use sheetrock.
I also don't know why we had sheetrock sitting around.
Well, in case somebody punched a hole in the wall and you needed to like put up a new one.
A whole new hole.
You know, also about Halloween, I'm not into the like the sexy costumes. And I think so much about Halloween is so sexist.
Yeah.
Is that just being like a really stubborn feminist or something?
I don't think so. I think if you look at a lot of the women's costumes out there, they are like the really, you know, quote unquote slutty costumes. Yeah. I don't like the word slutty very much, but it's also, I see the other side of it, which if you're somebody who doesn't normally dress like that, it's an excuse to dress like that, you know?
True.
But there is definitely like a...
like the seductress nurse.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if that's the only kind of costume that a costume company is coming out with, then there's some problems.
Yeah.
You know?
I hate the words sexy, seductress, fat. Like all just these normal everyday things that all of a sudden become costumes when you put these stupid words in front of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to make me laugh for me to love it. Like something like if you come as like a sexy ear of corn. Like,
yeah.
Then I'll find you to be hilarious. Other than
I want to shuck you.
Put coffee down. Applause break.
Thank you. I was almost an ear of corn for Halloween this year.
Kathleen,
I'm going to be a food pun this year.
Good girl.
But I wanted to be, and I'm not, a piece of corn with a fur coat, with like a leopard fur coat, and I was going to be Jersey corn.
So cute. I'm okay with this. I love this. I've never gone as anything sexy, so I guess this isn't fair, but whenever I've been in a group of people and some of them are sexy, I usually go with, like, one year I was Rufio from Hook. Last year I was Elliot with E.T. in my front basket.
That was a great costume.
I've only gotten compliments. I've been more observed and appreciated when you go as funny and, you know, effortful than sexy.
Then all out. I like the all out. I don't like the just, let me put on this polyester dress that cost me $1 million.
Yeah.
They are expensive. But I have gone as sexy things before. And I'm not someone who normally, especially at this time of my life, when I dressed up as like, I went as sexy Alice in Wonderland. That was my first time being sexy for a Halloween costume.
Which is kind of just Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. Like, picture her dress.
Yeah. But I didn't dress that way because I wasn't that confident in my body and all of this stuff. So this was like my coming out party. And it was very fun to dress that way, not having done that before.
I see that.
But last year I went as the flamenco dancer emoji.
You nailed it!
That was a good one!
My favorite costume.
Can we just repost like our favorite costume?
Yeah, of course.
We'll do like a trio of images on our Instagram.
And on Twitter. We'll do it on both.
Sure.
Twitter and Instagram.
Instagram is at Acquired Taste Podcast. And again, our Twitter is at Acquired Podcast.
Yeah.
I am a sucker for these photo galleries that pop up in my Facebook feed, like tasteful Halloween decor.
Yeah.
I love looking through those. That's actually kind of fun.
This is the time of year when myself and a lot of my friends buy our year-long decor because you can get a lot of skulls and a lot of really like apothecary jars and sort of dark, moody, gothic stuff for the rest of the year in your house.
Oh my gosh. Totally forgot I just cursed.
That's all right. That's why we're not live. And that's the only reason that we don't do this live.
Tag.
The best part about Halloween is that Thanksgiving's coming and Christmas is coming!
Yep.
The best holidays in the whole year.
Yeah. Open your wallets, ladies. Yeah, exactly. The season is upon us.
Yeah, I know. I usually have like a certain amount of debt in January that I need to like clear out before February starts fresh again. Yeah.
I know. This is the time. Oh, I don't care. I don't even care. I don't care if I get into debt. This time of year makes me so happy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's going to be okay, you guys.
I actually have, I don't have it in my hand, but I have it in the shopping cart and I have since early summer. Usually the women gift each other things around the holidays. I have everyone's thing already.
You do? Really?
I do. I came upon it happily. I was not Christmas shopping in July, but I found it and it was one of those websites where it's one thing, but there's a million different versions.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh my God. And I shopped and I found each one of yours sitting in a cart right now.
I'm so impressed.
I might buy it now just so I don't have to feel everything the same month.
No, you should, but don't lose it.
Yeah, that's because the one thing that's been keeping me. Yeah,
I've done that, and there's still a gift I bought one of you, and I still don't know where it is. I don't know where it is, and this was like a year ago.
Oh my god,
what was it?
I don't remember. It was one of you two. I bought you two, one of you a gift, it's gone.
I feel like this is a vaguely familiar story. Yeah. It might be me.
Don't know.
I think you rebought me something. Like I think I remember getting a gift from you, and you're like, "This is the second gift." I'm like, what?
Yeah, no, it's missing.
Oh, I can't wait for this to turn up eventually.
My mom does that every year. I got you an ornament. I just don't know where it is. And then I get it and like for Valentine's Day.
My mom does this too.
Dancing snowman.
Was that what it was? Yeah.
Valentine dancing snowman.
Solid ornament. My mom is famous for buying Christmas gifts super early in the year. She's so prepared. She loves giving gifts so much that it's her love language. So this is what she does. But then she'll lose them. And so then at Christmas, when we all are sitting around with our pile of gifts, you can see my mom doing the math. Yes. Being like, wait a minute.
So cute.
Bethany has 6. Nicole has 4. And then she'll scurry upstairs and like look in a closet. You know what I mean? She's just like, it seems like it's more stress than it's worth.
I know.
It's really cute though.
It's really cute.
My mom does that on purpose. Like there's always one of us. I am one of 3. And there's always one of us who's particularly excited about a certain item that they asked for. And it started with me in the first house. So I was no older than 6. And my exercise Barbie. I wanted her so badly. And my mom has on video all the gifts I got. And I'm so, you know, I'm a little kid and I forgot because I had the attention span of a goldfish. And then my mom's like, wasn't there one more thing? I'm like, nope. And she pulls out the gift and I unwrap it and I just yell, exercise Barbie. And so something went off in my mom that day. And every year for one of us, she'll like, I wonder where that Palm Pilot went. Frank, is there another gift up there in the closet? I'm like 25 years old. I'm like, is it the boots, Mom? Is it the boots that
please,
I wanted?
Please tell your mom for Christmas this year, I want a Palm Pilot.
That was my surprise gift a few years ago.
God in bless. Middle school, we used to watch my friend's family Christmas video, and it was just one part we would rewind and watch over and over again. It's a little sister opening up a CD. She throws the CD in there, and she goes, yes, Chumba Wumba! Just used to watch that over and over and over.
That would go viral today.
I know.
Should probably share that.
I know.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it's a good CD. Chub Rubbin. I don't know.
Chub Rubbin.
It is Chub Rubbin.
I saw that movie.
By the way, you just named this podcast. By the way, this episode is called Chumbawamba : Chub Thumpin. Chub Rubbin.
Yeah, Chub Rubbin. Ask no questions.
Nope.
Parentheses, a holiday story.
So everybody, pour yourself a glass of hot apple cider with a stick of cinnamon. Sit down to the Netflix version of The Fire. What's that fire called?
Yule Log.
You can watch the Yule Log on Netflix all year round.
Adorable.
Get yourself in the mood. Put on iHeartRadio Christmas hits.
What a plug.
Yes.
Which I have been listening to since July.
You never stopped. Doesn't stop. Holiday music all year round
Christmas
off her computer.
Christmas music is my jam.
Drives me nuts. So should we go around and say what we learned this week?
Yes.
Sure.
All right. Who wants to kick it off?
I can kick it off.
All right.
I learned, actually, that yesterday was a national holiday, according to Web Girl Kathleen. It was Gwyneth Paltrow's birthday yesterday.
Yes, it was. Oh, my girl, goodness. GP.
Yes, I did not. She didn't even know. I wasn't even aware. But then we announced it in the horoscopes. And so, happy birthday, belated Gwyneth Paltrow. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all your recipes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and all you do for this world. And thank you for making my girlfriend, Web Girl Kathleen, so very, very happy. Because in the ways that you better her life, it trickles down and she betters ours.
In honor of her birthday, I did a Tracy Anderson workout video and I made beet green soup for dinner.
Cheers.
Cheers
to beet green soup.
Cheers to that.
Yes,
yeah.
And to Gwyneth.
It's all good. It's all good, GP. That's the name of her cookbook, in case you guys didn't
gotcha,
know.
Gotcha. Yes.
So what about
call
you,
each other?
Yeah. What'd you learn this week, Web Girl Kathleen?
I learned that you can use sex to barter for anything.
What?
So, okay, you guys remember a couple weeks ago, there is this viral video of a girl doing a face mask that was black, yeah. And it was so painful that she's peeling it off her face, she's screaming, crying. Well, I bought it, because if it don't hurt, it don't look
because
good.
Because that's Kathleen with her skincare, you nut. Didn't your scars from your at-home facial thing just
heal?
They're
just, the scar tissue's
Mama.
Just being reduced. So I bought it, and I said to my husband, I said, I'll have sex with you if you do this face mask with me.
Yes! During? Together, no. Like you'll apply, damn it.
And he's like, yeah, I'll do it. Okay. I'll do it. Awesome. So I have learned that we can do face masks every night as long as I'm loose like a goose and give it up. But we're both going to have really clean pores.
Did the mask hurt to come off?
No, it was fine. That girl has no pain tolerance.
So it hurt.
No,
so it did hurt.
It doesn't hurt. No, it not like, and that girl must have had a lot of baby hairs on her face that were being ripped out from the mask.
Fun fact, helps you glow.
But yes, I really like it. And I'll tweet out a link to the mask. It's on Amazon in case anybody is interested in buying it.
The pain mask. All right. Yeah. Sam, what'd you learn this week?
That there's someone out there in this world who's more afraid of spooky stuff than I am.
Who's that?
I know. Everyone relax. It exists. It's my current roommate, Kathleen's friend from college, Miriam. I too have regular home decor from Halloween, and I put out my skulls and my two little jars, and one says poison and the other one just says moon potion. She goes, that's creepy. I'm like, no, it's not. It's cute. She goes, you like skulls? And I have two more in my room. I'm like, yeah. She goes, it's Halloween. We can leave it out for now.
Oh my God.
Oh no. She's, every time I open the door, she like pops her head out from whatever room she's in and goes, Sam. Like she has to make sure she's spooked all the time, this girl.
I haven't seen her in ages. I can't wait to come over and hang out with you guys.
Get ready.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You guys need like a home alarm system so she knows just that it's going to be okay.
I'm just going to put a camera in front of just to let her. I'm going to open the door with, it's me forever.
It's, yeah, exactly.
Actually, she's a flautist. So Bethany, you should bring your clarinet over and I'll bring my flute over to Sam's apartment. We can jam.
We
can do a woodwind jam.
I'm into it.
Actually, so there's one more thing we wanted to talk to everybody about. Next week is our first October episode.
Yeah.
And we thought it would be kind of fun to tell scary stories.
Ooh.
Hopefully this won't be anticlimactic. I've never tried to tell a story before, so we'll see. But we want you guys to be a part of it. So email us. What the hell's our email?
It's acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
Perfect. Makes sense. Email us a paragraph or two, just a short, scary story. And
wait, does it have to be a real thing that happened to you?
No. It doesn't have to happen to you. It could be a silly little, you know, story from a book you read growing up.
It could be a creepypasta. Send us whatever.
two sentence scary stories. Those exist too. Whatever.
A limerick.
Send it a limerick, and we are going to read those
a
next
haiku?
Week.
Yeah. Send us whatever.
Let's get into the spirit of it.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We are your three gal pals from an Acquired Taste podcast. Again, Twitter @AcquiredPodcast, Instagram @AcquiredTastePodcast. And thanks for hanging out with us again this week. We love you.
Bye.